Welcome to Room 33. I'm Carl Troutman, your host. Thanks for joining me. Sick, horrible, and very dangerous. No, I'm not talking about the recent outbreak of the Ebola virus. These words describe some of my reaction to the revelation that the CIA spied on the United States Senate. What adds to my anger is the fact that the CIA director blatantly lied about this in public in March. Here's the context. The Senate was looking into what was done in the CIA's interrogation and detention program. They wanted to know if the U.S. really did torture people and what techniques actually worked. The computer files that the Senate was using were penetrated by the CIA. Just how was this done? One method was the creation of a false identity by CIA officers. Isn't that hacking? It looks like to me that the CIA was concerned about the public seeing some of the details of what was done in pursuance of the War on Terror. Now, many people know that the U.S. government tortured people after 9/11. One controversy was whether what the U.S. did was really torture, or was it enhanced interrogation? Well, you can put that one to rest. President Obama recently admitted that, and these are his words, "We tortured some folks." The fact that the CIA snooped on the Senate should deeply concern Americans. When an agency of the executive branch spies on the legislative branch, then our whole system of government can begin to break down. Every branch of government must have the faith that they'll be able to do their job as best they can without the fear that another branch is secretly monitoring what they do and how they do it. It is a secrecy that is poisonous. It erodes trust and competency. Let's turn this around. How could the CIA do its job if its computers were secretly hacked by congressional staff in an attempt to find out what they are investigating and how they got their information? Imagine Congress, unbeknownst to the CIA, trying to cripple an ongoing CIA plan by making its details public. That's a sneak attack. But in this case, it was Congress that was played, and the outrage is bipartisan. Here is some of what Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul has said. "It is an affront to our republic to spy on the Senate. Brennan told the American people that the CIA did not spy on the Senate, but now he admits that they did. Brennan should dismiss those responsible for breaking the law and be relieved of his post." Here is some of what Colorado Democratic Senator Mark Udall had to say. "The CIA unconstitutionally spied on Congress by hacking into Senate Intelligence Committee computers. This grave misconduct not only is illegal, but it violates the U.S. Constitution's requirement of separation of powers." President Obama has defended CIA Director John Brennan in this controversy. He cited poor judgment. "No, Mr. President, poor judgment is not the most accurate way to describe what happened. That is much too weak, too clinical. Instead, Obama needs to passionately defend our way of government. He needs to get the CIA under control. The illegal, horrible, and perhaps mostly ineffectual stuff that was done after 9/11 needs to see the light of day. And enabling the CIA in their efforts to try and cover it up makes eventual reform of the agency more difficult." A recent headline in The Atlantic reveals a possible motive for Obama defending Brennan. This is how it reads: "Does John Brennan know too much for Obama to fire him?" You see, Brennan knows a lot about drone strikes approved by Obama that may have been illegal. Yes, there are legitimate national security reasons why some information needs to be hidden, but let the default be on openness. Let the world see what was done in our name, and if it worked. Debates on drone strikes, torture, and the tactics used in the war on terrorism will continue to go on, but maybe they will lead to more effective public policies if more information is revealed to the public. Let's go back to basics. Separation of powers. No spying on each other. Let each branch do their job as imperfectly or even marginally as they may. If the president won't demand responsibility from the CIA for their actions, then maybe the Justice Department needs to investigate this. or even an independent counsel needs to be set up. We need to know what happened and why it happened. Moreover, hiding from the truths of our responses to 9/11 will not strengthen the United States. When we sacrifice our principles and try to hide our past actions through intimidation, we become weaker. Thanks for listening. Feel free to follow me on Twitter. I'm @redhead324. This is Carl Troutman, and you're in room 33.